All right, word. Shout out to y'all again for turning in, for turning up, for tuning in, for turning in. That was a mistake. For turning up, Torrance. Shout out to y'all for listening. Like I said, this is 101. Let's get it, baby. We here. Hey, we on this ride. 100 deep. And this is the first one. We crossed over. Woo! So, yeah. Back on my villainy tour. This ain't really villain. So like I said in the last joint, I be going back and like I be listening to joints just to make sure like I haven't touched on something or I may have like said something about it but didn't go too deep into it. Like so considering, you know, the previous debacle I was involved with. I figured I'd talk about that. You know, let's talk about cheating. Woo! Let's talk about cheating. This might be a little tough for some of y'all. You know, cheating is a thing. But, I mean, you know, sneaky links and side pieces and backdoor hoes. It's a thing. It's always been a thing. It has always been a thing, but it feels like it's just, like, normal these days to just have somebody else. Like, that's wild. That's wild. I know somebody, old homeboy of mine. He's married. He's been married for about, 2 years? Yeah, 2 years, 2 years. And he got a wife, and he got a girlfriend. And I be seeing this brother in action. I just be like, oh my God. I remember I asked him one. I was like, when does it stop? When do you quit? When? And he was like, I mean, you know, I'm just me. I'm who I am. And he said he's never been caught. Let me knock on wood for him. He said he's never been caught. That's, it's cheating to me. What are you called? Cheating or what's the other word for it? Deceit? Is it deceit? Deception? Whatever. I don't fucking know. God damn it. I don't know. I've never cheated. I can honestly say I've never cheated. Now, have I checked out a relationship early? Of course. Everybody's done that. But cheating? No. If I'm doing something, I'd much rather just be done with it. So, I just think about a time, a good friend of mine, her and her guy split up, and I think they split up for the final time, because he got caught in some shit, and me and her were cool before me and him were cool, so it was kind of one of them things, and we had a conversation about it, and she was like, why did they cheat, so, because of course, you know, all men cheat, you know, black men don't cheat, and women cheat better than men, and you know, it's all a thing. And it's the question is, why cheat? You know, because the analogy that I like to think about is just basically simply this. You get up, you go to your refrigerator right now. If you've been to grocery shopping, let's preface that. If you've been grocery shopping, you go to the refrigerator right now, you open that hole up, and you look in there. And you got everything in there you need to make the perfect meal, your favorite dish. Now, again, this is that you went to the grocery store. All you people out there to try to be slick and throw caveats and shit in there. Whatever. The devil don't need no fucking advocate, so stop it. You just try to throw a caveat. But you got everything you need in that hole. You will close that door and leave the house and go get some fast food. Yeah, you'll do that. Or call a pizza up. You'll do that. Because it's easier. Because it's available. Because it's quick. Because I don't feel like doing the work. Oh, shit. I mean, that's what it is. Motherfuckers don't want to do the work. And so I had to sit up. So it's a thing because everything is a thing, Torrance. It's a thing because people don't want to do work. People don't want to do work and people want homes. Everybody wants a home. Everybody wants a home because it's lonely out there. Trust me. I know. Again, I'm not lonely, but it's scary out here. I be seeing tweets all the time. Motherfuckers be talking about, hey, you married motherfuckers got to quit. Cause there ain't nothing out here. It's a jungle, and it's really rough. It's rough out here. Anybody listening to this right now in a relationship that's contemplating doing something else, or thinking about it, hey, bruh, hey, chick, no, I don't say a chick,
Hey, bro. Hey, baby. That's it, baby. That's me. Hey, baby. Hey, reconsider. Reconsider. I'm just saying, reconsider. It ain't nothing out here. Ain't nothing out here but struggle. Struggle and pretension. That's it. And I live in Atlanta. Woo! Full of it. But, like I said, it's a thing. People actually be like, you know, it's... Well, what else is out there? What I remember, I got a homeboy. I got a couple of homeboys that have... Let me, and before I go further, because we have 5 minutes. I don't know how long this is going to go, but we have 5 minutes. Before I go any further, I'm not going to drop any names. I'm not going to do anything particular. I'm going to speak vaguely on this one because I've heard some things. I know some things. If you want to speculate on your own time. I'm not giving up any information. I'm just saying, these are my thoughts. This is my podcast. If you feel some type of way, we can talk about it offline. But that's something you got to deal with later because I'm not about to spill the beans. I'm just saying. So I know a lot of people. I don't want to say a lot of people. I know quite a few people that have homes, but also have safe houses as well. have other residences rather. I know a few people. I know. I got homework right now. He hit me, and this is crazy how this happened. This is a story. It's crazy how this happened. He hit me because. He's getting ready to start a new job or start he's changing career focuses, which I'm happy for. Whatever he does, whatever he needs to do to make himself happy, I'm down with that. Word, do your thing. But he's really, and so I think he's going into film and shit like that. And so one of the things he's doing is he had to work with some people to film a pilot, some shit. And one of the individuals he's working with, apparently she's attractive and. He showed me some pictures. She thick. She cute. I ain't gonna lie. If she was older, I'd take her off his hands just to clear his head. But he was like, hey, man, I don't know what to do, man. What should I do? What should I do? I'm like, nigga, what should you do? Now, he's saying this to me. Meanwhile, his lady is a few feet away. And I'm like, nigga, what? And this is funny because... Only months ago, this motherfucker was, damn, man, I'm looking at rings. I think this is it. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's what's up. And so now you hit me with the what should I do thing? I mean, she throwing it, man. She know the situation. What should I? Bruh. What? What? I mean, then I had another homeboy. He hit me. Yeah, at the job. Hey, man, she throwing a thing. Hey, man, I'm supposed to get up with her, but, you know, what you think I should go for? What you think I should do? Now, he got a lady, too. Both of these niggas got ladies who've taken care of them, who've cleaned them up, put a tic-tac in their mouth, washed them down. And I'm just like, do you hear yourselves? So my answer is always break up. And they hate that. Ooh, they hate that shit. They hate that. Ooh, a motherfucker will hate that shit. Hate it. Hate it. Spit it out. Ew, it's nasty. You hate it. Why? Because you don't want... You break up. If you want to do the dirt, do the dirt. Do the dirt and be unscathed. Be removed of the guilt. Be removed of the grief. Break up. Motherfuckers... I remember motherfuckers was talking shit about Donnell Jones in that song. It was being honest. When you love someone, you just don't treat them bad. And he felt bad about it. But he knew he needed to do some shit. He had some shit on his mind. And instead of, like, doing the dirty, hey, baby, we just need some time off. There's some things in me that I got to get rid of. And I know it's going to hurt you. But it'd be better for us to do it this way than to do it the other way. I am not mad at that. That is honest as shit. I've been there before. Sometimes you got to be the bad guy. Sometimes you got to be the villain. And a lot of motherfuckers don't want to be the villain. Well, let me say it like this. A lot of motherfuckers don't want to get caught being the villain. Fuck that. Fuck that shit. Be the villain. Wear that fucking crown, nigga. I live in that shit. I love it. I fucking love it. Woo! You know why? Because I ain't got nothing to worry about. I'm honest. I'm true to who I am. It is what I is. You can either get with it or get lost. Get right or get left. And like I said, I've never cheated. Have I been cheated on? Yeah, I've been cheated on. Yeah, once. That I knew of. Once. This was in college, though. Years ago. And typically, when you think about cheating, and this is how I think about it, it's typically because something is lacking in your current situation. This is not... Now, I've heard other... reasons, other rationales, blah, blah, blah. But at its core, I feel like that's what it is. You're not getting enough attention. You're not getting enough respect. You're not getting enough sex. Let's just talk about it. That's typically it. You're not fucking like you once were. that's it. Or that thing ain't thanging like it used to thang, you know? Okay. But as one of my oldest homeboys said, sex is just lust, and it's played out. And that's an old nigga saying right there. Hey, that's wise words from a decent man. it's at its core, yeah, that's what it is. You just lusting. I had another homeboy. He posted a challenge a couple years ago to niggas. Now, I don't know if anybody did it because it was hilarious, but he was like, "Hey, brothers, I challenge y'all. Whenever you get that feeling that you want to go do something and be dirty about it, jerk your dick, beat that shit out." Because jerk it out, get rid of it, because that's all it is. It's a feeling, it's a sensation, it's a moment, it's a time, and it's a short period of time too. You get that out, you think so clearly. I've been in a situation like that when a chick was supposed to come over to my house and it was nothing but pure lust, and I did that and I realized, oh shit, she's still coming over and I still have to deal with her goof ass. And I did, but I didn't do nothing. Thank you, Jesus. I was smart. It's really what it is. That's what it is. And so the funny thing, like this story a couple of posts ago about old girl and getting me involved and blah, blah, blah. It was funny because I've talked to women about it, like I said, and they always like, "Oh my God, she's so sloppy. Oh my, block her. You know, I can't believe she." And one of my homegirls said, she was like, "I can't believe she got caught. Like, how does that happen? She's moving sloppy because ain't no way a nigga would have found that shit. Ain't no way all this shit." And I'm thinking to myself, from what I know about women and what I know about dudes, yeah, she was sloppy as shit with that one, because motherfuckers be walking around smiling, happy, giddy, and then never know. It's always, but and I think that goes both ways, because it's one of those things where you. I don't know. I guess this is where communication comes in, and where comprehension, of course. Everything comes down to comprehension with me. We always talk about communication. You got to talk. No, you can talk till you're blue in the face. You got to comprehend. You got to pay attention. You got to understand. A lot of people don't do that. Like I said, people just want homes. People want somewhere to lay their head. People want somewhere warm. People want shelter. That's it. That's what people want. People want somewhere they can feel comfortable at. They just said they want to be able to go out there, do their shit. Motherfuckers get married for security. And this is a conversation I've had with a homegirl before. Motherfuckers get married for security. Now, I used to think it was security for money reasons, and it still is to a point. And she argued saying it was security and other reasons. Just, I want to feel secure. I want to feel protected. I ain't got to worry about nothing. Yeah, whatever, I hear you. But security is subjective. It's however you want to put it. But motherfuckers get married for security. Now, what they choose to do with that security outside of that locked door, hey, you can leave and go do whatever you're doing. I know motherfuckers right now, like I said, that are just out here doing whatever. And somebody's out here looking like Boo Boo the Fool. I remember a situation in school. We had graduated. This is after school. And this shit blew up on Twitter. Whereas homeboy of mine and his chick, and he wanted her for so long, and he finally got her, and he was doing his work, but he was out there doing some shit too, and the shit just blew up, and it blew up on Twitter, it blew up on the Summer Jam screen, it was on the Megatron, just everybody saw that shit, and everybody was like, and I just remember her saying, "Everybody knew but me," and that shit fucked me up. I'm like, because we did know. And I remember asking my guy, I was like, "Gee, should we say something?" He's like, "That ain't our business." That's the fucked up part. That's the part that gets me. Because motherfuckers be like, "That ain't my business. That ain't me. That ain't. I ain't involved in that. That ain't my shit." But then I'm like, if that's your peoples and you're cool. I think about shit because I actually believe in karma. I believe in shit. What comes around goes around, all that shit. What goes around comes around, blah, blah, blah. I believe in that shit. I believe when you do good, good happens. No matter when you put it out, it's going to come back. So if you was I always think about that shit happening to me. Like a motherfucker doing some shit to me. My lady be out here doing whatever, turning
turning up for somebody else. And I'm just over here smiling, looking stupid as fuck. It's scary. You got to trust the motherfucker. Trust is, woo, I know I've talked about that because nobody wants to be vulnerable. Y'all motherfuckers hate to be vulnerable, but hey, it's...
That's a risk you take when you decide to spend some time with somebody. I ain't going to say the rest of your life because I know we are old, but I'm just going to be realistic. When you decide to spend some time with somebody, when you decide to spend a prolonged amount of time with somebody, when you decide that this is going to be the person I'm going to be with for right now, and right now could be next week, next month, next year, hey, however long we're going to do this thing. One of the craziest things I've heard is, I mean, shit, we ain't married. Why y'all together? Realistically, why y'all together? Because you want a home, you want security. The motherfuckers say we ain't married. That's really, that's a funny statement to me because do both of y'all feel that way, or is that just you? Because if that's just you, and I've heard that from multiple people. We ain't married. I ain't married. We ain't married. Shit. I mean, I'm do whatever. Okay, you ain't married till you get caught. Yeah, you gonna say, I mean, we ain't married. Okay, word. That's crazy. That's some crazy shit to say. Realistically, that's some crazy shit to say. Now, it's only crazy if it's one-sided. Again, I repeat that. It's only crazy if it's one-sided. If it's two-sided, that's another topic for another day. Hey, shout out to y'all doing what y'all do. I know people in them type of situations too. Do your thing. Do your thing. But again, if it's one-sided, I wonder how that argument go hold up. Because I guarantee if they was out there doing what you was doing, oh, you'd be a woo-hoo. Woo-hoo. Oh, that's why I say break up. Break up, man. My best advice. Best advice. Break up. If you're married, I ain't got no advice. I ain't got no advice. You made the decision to be with that motherfucker. You chose to... having to hold through sickness and health till death do you part. Bullshit. Hey, do your thing, y'all. Do your thing. That's why I say marriage is as I've said, it's legally binding. It's scary. It's scary. Cause if anything goes down, I just think about my shit and they shit. And if we was to sign some shit, it would show that I had to give up some shit. Oh shit. Ooh, wee. That goes back to what did I say before? That embarrassment of breaking up out loud? Because you got to think about everybody seeing y'all together and then what happened? Oh, they were cheating? Really? Yeah, I found the messages. Found them in the bed with somebody. Found them out, dude. Oh, boy. All I can do is laugh. I'm grateful that I've. That's why I say when I'm single, I'm single. But when I'm with somebody, that's it. Because I know me, it takes so long for me to be with somebody that when I finally make the decision to be with them, that's it. That's it. No, that's it. You won. You won. Remember I talked about prizes? You won. You got me. Congratulations. You won. Like them pop-up ads. Congratulations. You won. Yeah, you won me. Oh, yeah. I'm good. I've decided that you are going to be it. And this is it. And wherever we go from here is going to be it. I can't. I refuse to do that. Because I think about, like I said, grief, guilt, all that bullshit. Pussy is pussy. It feel good, but... You can, if I made a decision to lock in with somebody, I ain't got to go nowhere because that thing is already thanging. And I don't need it to be thanging. Hey, I ain't missing nothing out there. I remember my chick told me that shit. We got into a discussion. She was like, well, you know, they say ain't nothing like new pussy. New pussy better than old pussy. Yeah, but good pussy is better than new pussy. Let's talk about that. You take a risk with something new. If you got something that's consistent and good, well, I don't need to go nowhere. I'm good. I ain't going nowhere. For what? For why? It's like I say this too. I'd much rather have one woman do 10 things than have 10 women do one thing. But I mean, you can still have all these. Yeah, I'm good. And this is how Torrance has thought for years. For years. I know I'm 37. I thought about this at 27. And shit, I probably was thinking about this at 17. Me at 17? Or I had the woman I wanted to be with at 17. At 27? Where was I at? It was probably a different mind. But still, hey. Like I said, stepping out. Stepping out. We're stepping out. It's, hey, bro. That's a thing. That's a, whew. That's, hey, man. What y'all, we're working on it. Okay. Yeah. Good luck. Good luck. I got a partner. He got caught up. That motherfucker was using me to lie. Oh, my, 20 minutes. I told you this was going to go over. He was using me to lie. Using me. His wife would be calling my phone. Why she had my number? Why? Tell me why. Follow my social media. Why is she following me? Because she looking for you? Bruh, get your shit together. Your shit ain't tight. Your slip is showing. Please. Tuck that in. And I remember he got caught up into some shit. And the nigga was sleeping on my... You sleeping on my couch. Bruh, what? Come on, man. I just need... Nigga, who told you what? And I remember... Fast forward to, like, now, recent times, he was like, man, I can't do that shit around Torrance. Torrance make you feel bad for cheating. He be telling you shit to make sense. Nigga, what? You hear yourself? I can't. He'll make you feel bad. For just, sometimes you just got to, you don't even want to talk to that nigga. He'll make you feel guilty. Do you hear yourself? Like I said, break up. Break up. I'm at the point now where I just say, like I said, break up. If you got to do it, if you got to think about it, if it's really weighing on you that much, if you are in a situation where you can break up, probably a few of y'all married, maybe not, but if you are, break up. Break up. Split up. Take some time off. Do your thing. It is what it is. Don't be mad if they're not around when you try to get back, but break up. See what's out there. Get your feet wet. It is what it is. I can't do it. I can't do it. I've made a conscious decision that I'm going to be with your ass and we're going to be together. And that's that. Now, if you decide to do something to me, there's always signs. I will say that. There's always signs. There's always signs. You always have a chance. Everybody always gets a chance. No matter what people say, no matter what people think, you always get a chance. The motherfuckers decide to ruin them chances or fuck that shit up and do whatever with them. That's their business. But there's always a chance. There's always a sign. There's always something that you could have saw, that you were supposed to see, that you did see, that you chose not to see, whatever. There's always something. But like I said, it goes back to comprehension. It goes back to paying attention. It goes back to wanting to do. And a lot of motherfuckers don't want to do. So they would much rather just take the easy way out. I guess. Break up. Break up. Break up. Split up. Take some time off. Do your thing. Get it out. And if they're around when you, what does it say? If you love something, let it go. And if it's still there when you get back, hey, it was supposed to be. But if it ain't, hey, you died something. A lot of people don't realize that shit. 23 minutes. Yeah, I guess I had a lot to say about that one. But oh, never talked to Buddy. Never reached out. Never heard from her again. Well, I'm probably going to hear back from her maybe sometime soon. I don't know if soon, but I probably will. But I'm good. I'm good on drama. I'm good on... That's another thing, drama. I'm good. I avoid it at all costs. People do what they do, and it is what they do. And no, I stay to myself. I mind my business. I drink my water. And that's it. Yeah. So, if you're thinking about cheating, if you're thinking about something else, first bit of advice I can tell you, jerk that thing out. Beat it. Masturbate. If you're a woman, rub it out. If you're a man, beat it off. You know, clear your head. Get some clarity. If it's still bothering you, have that conversation. If you're still bothering you, break up. Take some time off. Do what you got to do. Because at the end of it, it's what's important is you, not them. Because how you going to be the best person you can be for them if you're not the best person you can be for yourself? Do what you gotta do. 15.